The first ever Northwest Arkansas Playwrights Festival kicks off next week at Ozark Mountain Smokehouse in Fayetteville. This new event combines the efforts of the Arkansas Playwrights Workshop and the Smokehouse Players to present the work of local playwrights to the general public. The week-long festival begins June 14th, and we're going to talk about that today on the Know the News podcast. Hi, I'm Rusty Turner. I'm the editor of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and I'm your host today for Know the News. In a few minutes, I'll preview some of the great content our newsroom is bringing you your way this weekend in our weekend editions of the Democrat Gazette. But first, we're going to talk about a very unique event happening next week, and it is the Northwest Arkansas Playwrights Festival. We'll have a story about the festival appearing in the Sunday What's Up Entertainment section, and today I have two of the organizers of the event to tell us all about it. Mark Landon Smith is a published playwright and actor, and he's the director of the Arkansas Playwrights Workshop through Theater Squared. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you.
Also with me is Terry Vaughn, who's also an actress, and she, along with her husband Tim Gilster, founded Smokehouse Players in 2017. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Rusty. Thank you so much for doing this.
I'm glad to do it. So let's get some of the basics out of the way first. We'll start with you, Mark. Tell us about the Arkansas Playwrights Workshop.
The Arkansas Playwrights Workshop was established by Theater Squared about a decade ago, and Bob Ford asked me if I would direct it, and then we brought on Mark Beasley to be a kind of a co-director. And what we do is we provide playwrights the opportunity to hear their work actually spoken. And as opposed to just on paper, sometimes something on paper and you hear it, it sounds differently than what you imagined it sounding. So it gives an opportunity for playwrights to hear their work, to go back and work on it, because we have an opportunity to respond to it. And we have playwrights from all over the country who are participating, because we do a hybrid, not only in person but also remote. So it's a great opportunity for actors also, because we bring in actors every 2 weeks to read these plays and respond to them too.
So, okay. Yeah. And Terry, let's talk about the Smokehouse Players. Tell us what that is.
Well, we're a Fayetteville-based theater company, and we perform in the Chillin' Room at the Ozark Mountain Smokehouse. We provide free theater to the Northwest Arkansas community while we raise awareness and funds for Magdalene Serenity House.
Okay, that's a great cause, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes. So, now, how did the two organizations come together to create this new event?
Well, Terry and Tim have been involved with the APW for several years, and I've always enjoyed going to see their production. They did a production of Talking With, which was so great. And so it's just kind of two communities finding each other, and we're all big on sharing resources and opportunities and that sort of thing. So, yeah.
And we started attending Arkansas Playwrights Workshop in about 2012. So we've been listening to and reading the words of these playwrights that we're celebrating for quite some time. And we have such respect for them that we just wanted to have an official celebration of what they've created. And we reached out to Arkansas Playwrights Workshop because I'm not sure how many people in the community are aware of the resource that they are, and we wanted to make sure that there was a spotlight on them and how they beautifully support these playwrights in their endeavors.
Okay. All right. And so together you came up with the idea of the festival, which starts, as we said, June 14th. Now, I've read through the list of plays that are going to be presented that Becca has for her story on Sunday, and also the playwrights. Some of them I know, some of them I don't. Dan Bordengasser was a newspaper columnist for us many years ago.
So oh, he's a wonderful player,
yeah,
I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, and very funny guy. Very funny guy. So they're all local folks, varying degrees of experience in writing plays, and their work covers the plays you're going to present. They cover a wide range of topics and themes. So can you talk a little bit about that? What someone who comes to the festival might experience with the plays?
Yeah, and there's something that Terry can address, because honestly, Terry and Tim did this whole thing. We were just brought on as
well,
it's a support.
Yes, and we wanted to shine a light on y'all.
But they organized every bit of this. So she's the resource.
All right.
Well, the festival is from June 14th through the 19th. And the performances for the evenings on Tuesday through Saturday are at 7:30. And then we've got a matinee on Saturday at 2. And we've got a matinee on Sunday at 3. And the entire event is free. But the entire event is also a benefit for Magdalene Serenity House. So 100% of the money that we raise is going to go directly to them. And what we've done is we've collected this company of 21 actors and directors, and they're working on staged readings of 14 different scripts by these amazing local playwrights. And it's going to be fantastic. And because the smokehouse is so small, the chilling room only seats about 80 people. Before each show starts, we always open the house about an hour before so that people can grab a chair because there's no reservations. It's first come, first serve. And we've got local musicians who have agreed to come in and do 45 minutes of pre-show music before each staged reading. So it's going to be a great celebration of everything local. And it's also a wonderful glimpse into the hearts of the Northwest Arkansas performing community, because every single actor, every director, every musician has donated their time and talent to try to celebrate these playwrights and raise money for Magdalen. So it's just a really wonderful event.
Yeah. Now, I wish we had time to talk about them all, but are there a few of the plays that kind of strike your fancy that folks might find interesting?
Well, I think it's hard to pick a favorite because it's like asking somebody, you know, which child do you prefer the most?
Right.
But the range of topics is huge, from a guy that has problems with armadillos in his yard and the journey that his life takes with the people that come to meet him as they try to help him with his armadillo problem, to Central High in 1957 and Daisy Bates and Orville Faubus and the whole, you know, that whole debacle, to the fact that there were German prisoners of war here in Arkansas at Camp Durmont that were actually leased out to farmers to help on the farms, which is a part of Arkansas history I knew absolutely nothing about. So this is the kind of event, because it's free, that we're really hopeful that people will come to the smokehouse, enjoy some free music, come more than once because it is a different script for each performance, and celebrate the depth of talent that we have right here in our own backyard.
Yeah. So I one of the ones that caught my attention was the one you mentioned. I think it's called Little Rock 1957.
Little Rock 1957.
And it's what the playwright imagines might have been what might have happened if Orville Faubus, who was governor of Arkansas during the Little Rock desegregation crisis, and Daisy Bates, who was one of the leaders of the integration movement in Arkansas, if they had met and what their conversation might have been like.
So, it's wonderful. There's so much Arkansas history involved in a lot of these pieces. Again, it's the kind of event that you just hope people will not only attend, but perhaps attend more than once, because they're going to have a great time at each one of these staged readings.
And you might talk about, you call it a staged reading, or what some people might refer to as reader's theater. What's the difference between that and a full production of a play?
Well, we perform in the chillin' room at the Ozark Mountain Smokehouse, which is a very large walk-in refrigerator that has been converted into a unique performance space.
Right.
So that unto itself creates challenges for the bells and whistles of normal theater that everyone's used to. So everything we do is pared down to begin with, small sets, you know, small everything.
Yeah.
With a staged reading, the actors are on their feet. The actors are, the characters are developed. But there are still scripts in hand. There could be the use of a music stand, but the focus is more on the words of the playwright, the characters that they've created, and the dramatic situations that are involved in the material. Your focus goes there and not on all the bells and whistles and icing on the cake. The way that we have the theater constructed is three quarters, so and the performance space is only like 11 by 11 feet, so the audience is right on top of the performer. So it is a lot of fun for the performers to have the audience right there, and I think it's a lot of fun for the audience to have the performers in their lap. So it should be a very intimate performance experience.
It sounds very interesting. Sounds very fascinating. So, so let's talk a little bit about the beneficiary of your of the donations, Serenity House.
Magdalen Serenity House. When Frank Sharp, who's the owner of the Ozark Mountain Smokehouse, when he offered Tim and I the opportunity to perform in the smokehouse, it was a kindness. So we wanted to do something kind in return. We knew we wanted to do free theater, but we also wanted to try to support a nonprofit with that platform that we had, and Magdalene is a wonderful choice. They help rebuild the lives of women who've experienced trauma, sexual exploitation, addiction, or incarceration, and they help them through a program of safe housing, long-term support, and community partnerships. And 100% of the donations for the entire event will go directly to Magdalene Serenity House. When we started this, we normally do it opening night goes to Magdalene. But with a show like this, where every single performance is a different script, every night is opening night, so it's just the whole benefit is going to go to them. And we're very hopeful that people will come and donate, even though the event is free. Our efforts are modest. It's a small space, so there's only so many people we can fit in there, so there's only so much money that we can raise. But we've had matching donors start to come forward, and the last thing that we did, our benefit for Love Letters, raised $10,000 in one night, and it was thanks to the people who showed up and the six matching donors who matched what the people put in the jar. For the Playwrights Festival, we have one matching donor. Susie and Nathan McKinney are going to match donations for the whole festival. So we are very hopeful that someone else might possibly step forward. If anyone's interested in being a matching donor for this or future events at Smokehouse Players, just reach out to us or Magdalene Serenity House. It's a very worthy cause.
Okay. And it's free, so tickets aren't required. It's just first come, first serve.
First come, first serve. Come early so you can hear the concerts. And we have great musicians, let me just say.
Yep.
We've got Still on the Hill performing on Tuesday. Dandelion Heart is performing on Wednesday. Jory Costello Thursday. Mark Summerlin Friday. John Joseph Frey Saturday matinee. Rob Button Saturday night. And the CD Players on Sunday. And they're all performing in that hour prior to the showtime. So people need to get there early, get their seat, listen to some great music, let's see some free theater, drop some money in the jar for Magdalene Serenity House, and have fun.
Okay. And if somebody wanted to know more about the plays and the schedule, we'll have a story Sunday in the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette, but I know you've got a presence online as well.
So. Facebook, come visit our Facebook page, or you can always call us, or you can email us at smokehouseplayers@gmail.com. Anyway, you can reach us. We're more than happy to give you any information that you need.
All right. So, Mark, what will this do for Arkansas Playwrights Workshop?
Well, it'll bring an increased awareness of what we're doing, and possibly people coming to the shows. I think everyone's a budding playwright, and they may be encouraged to pursue their own writing through this and seeing that there's an end product to it.
And I would like to say, with Arkansas Playwrights Workshop, the beauty of it is when people come in with their scripts, they're very vulnerable because these are their babies, and they're taking constructive criticism can be difficult. The atmosphere at Arkansas Playwrights Workshop is such a positive group of people who the playwrights are encouraged to put their work down, listen to feedback, and you give them wings. And it's a beautiful, it's beautiful what they do for these playwrights. So I hope it encourages more people to attend and enjoy the experience.
Yeah. Okay. And if someone, if there's a budding playwright out there listening, how would they contact the Playwrights Workshop if they wanted to?
They can email us at arcplaywrightsworkshop@gmail.com. And we're also on Facebook at Arkansas Playwrights Workshop.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, this sounds like a great event. So let's talk about the dates. It's June 14th through the 19th?
June 14th through the 19th. June 14th through the 18th, evening performances at 7:30. June 18th, matinee at 2. June 19th, matinee at 3.
Okay, great. Well, it sounds like a great event. I wish you the very, very best. I want to thank my guests today who came to talk to about the Northwest Arkansas Playwrights Festival coming up in June. Mark Landon Smith, who is the director of the Arkansas Playwrights Workshop, and also Terry Vaughn, one of the founders of Smokehouse Players. Thank you both very, very much
thank
for being
you.
Here today.
Thank you, Rusty.
Don't forget to check out our story Sunday in the What's Up section about the Northwest Arkansas Playwrights Festival. Here's a peek at more of the great content we've got coming your way this weekend in the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. El Salvador will open a consulate in Springdale. Lorinda Jinks tells us how a group of local immigrants worked to make that happen. Janelle Jessen will take a look at how local school districts are faring in filling teaching positions for the next school year. Fort Smith's Riverfront Blues Festival is moving to a new location this year. Thomas Cicente tells us about those changes. See how the nonprofit Crawford Sebastian Community Development Council is dealing with skyrocketing prices for home building materials. Drivers in Bentonville are experiencing some confusion and frustration over a new two-way bike lane on Southwest 8th Street. Mike Jones has the details. We'll also keep you up to speed on how the Arkansas Razorback baseball team is doing in the NCAA regionals this weekend. Don't forget to vote for your favorite tale in our annual Fish Story contest. Just click on the Fish Story link on our website at nwaonline.com and pick your favorite. Winners will be announced in a few weeks. Our subscriber content is available at nwaonline.com and on our replica apps for tablet and smartphone. If you're not a subscriber, you can sign up by hitting the subscribe button on our website or calling us at 479-684-5509. That number again is 479-684-5509. This podcast comes to you every Friday, and if you're enjoying it, we ask you to subscribe for free by clicking on your device right now. You can also find it on our website, and don't forget to tell your friends. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Rusty Turner, the editor of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. We'll talk to you again next week on the Know the News podcast.